The opposition Social Democrats and Communists dominated the regional elections and the first round of voting to a third of the Senate held in the Czech Republic at the weekend. The senior government party suffered huge losses as voters manifested dissatisfaction with the government's austerity measures and its inability to curb corruption. But even the Social Democrats did worse than 4 years ago, while the Communist Party emerged as the real winner of the vote. Jan Richter reports.
Leaders of the Communist Party of Bohemia and Moravia beamed with satisfaction at a post-election news conference on Saturday. The party came in first in two of the 13 regions, winning 182 seats on the regional assemblies, 68 more than in the previous elections, and a total of 20.4% of the vote. The Social Democrats were first on the line with over 23.5% of the vote, winning in nine regions. But they also felt voters' discontent as they lost 75 seats in regional representations and will in most cases have to work with the Communists to form regional governments. But their losses are marginal compared to those suffered by the parties in power. The Civic Democrats, the country's strongest right-of-center party, only won some 12.2% of the overall vote, losing 72 seats in regional assemblies. Their only success came in the Plzeň region, where they narrowly beat the Social Democrats. But for the party leadership, the success is bittersweet. The Plzeň region ballot was headed by former Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, whom Prime Minister and Civic Democrat Chair Petr Nečas fired in June from the government under an obvious pretext. Another coalition party, Topo 9, only won 19 regional seats, while the third, Lidem, did not run at all. In the first round of voting for a third of the Senate, 23 Social Democrat candidates made it to the second round, followed by 12 Communists, 10 Civic Democrats and several independent candidates. Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Saturday conceded defeat but said his party's extremely poor showing at the polls would have no immediate effect on the party's leadership.
My samozřejmě musíme reflektovat výsledek těch voleb, nemůžeme být hluší, slepí.
We have to reflect on the results of the elections. We can't ignore them. We have a party congress coming up, which is where these issues should be discussed. But I'd like to stress that the responsibility of the party's national leadership is derived from the results of general elections. I don't want to downplay the results of the regional and Senate elections, but our responsibility is related to general elections.
Mr. Nečas observed that in every midterm regional elections, the parties in power inevitably suffered for their role in government. But commentator Jiří Pehe notes that the extent of the coalition party's defeat cannot be entirely justified by what he called Nečas's rule.
On top of that, the Civic Democratic Party will have to deal with a very unpleasant question, and that is how come that there is this very visible sort of violation of Nečas's rule about how the government parties are punished in these midterm regional elections. And this visible exception is the region of Western Bohemia.
According to Jiří Pehe, the Civic Democrat victory there suggests the importance of the government's anti-corruption record, or the lack thereof. As Czech newspaper headlines on Monday raved about a red threat, the Civic Democrat and Topo 9 parties showed unmistakable signs of panic, which might slow down the government's reform efforts. Topo 9 chair Karel Schwarzenberg said he asked the architect of the government's reform drive, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, to temper its social policies. But Prime Minister Petr Nečas will have to deal with a more difficult situation, as less than a month before the Civic Democrat Congress, he faces a growing opposition from within his own party.
That was Jan Richter reporting on the results of the elections this weekend. If you have any comments or questions about this story or any other, don't hesitate to send us an email to english@radio.cz.